MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
Hey, this is Doc with Super Cool Shy Kids Intro. I'm back. We took this week off. Well, none of us were feeling well. So, yeah. I do have a best of. It's an entire episode, that never aired on More Like Radio. And this is our pot talk episode because we talk about history and what kind of shit we might have gotten wrong. And also what kind of shit future generations might get wrong about us. It's our weird philosophical what if episode. A lot of people like it. So yeah, here it is in its entirety. Boom.
Stephen King once wrote that podcasts exist outside of logic, and there's little fun to be had in explanations. They're antithetical to the poetry of telling an incoherent story. In a tangent, the listener keeps asking, why? But there can be no explanation, and there shouldn't be one. The unexplained in-joke is the one that stays with us the longest, and it's what we'll remember in the end. Our names are Corey, Doc, and Dean. We are the Shy Kids.
Shy kids.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Dean.
My name is Doc.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's going all right?
Yeah, it's going.
Did you guys see that debate that happened with our favorite science guy, Bill Nye, and some Australian douche?
I don't follow politics.
It's not political.
Oh.
No, it was a science debate.
I saw it like a month ago, right?
Yeah, it was like a month or so ago. Where
the creationism versus real science
in
debate.
A serious forum debate.
Yeah. So it was God versus a guy in a bow tie. I wonder who won.
Yeah, right? but it got me thinking, you know, like... Fucking!
It must have been compelling.
They both acknowledge that they're looking at the same evidence, right?
Right.
Like there's the Christian science creationists over on one side going, yeah, we see the same rocks and the same fossils and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's great.
But God put them there to trick us.
Well, yeah. Like and then Bill Nye's on the other side going, yeah, those are rocks and these how those rocks are formed and those fossils are down a certain level because of time and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at the same evidence, but they're like. They're off their timeline by like billions of years.
Yeah. Look, what really happened is that Jesus got a diamond pickaxe and then he went straight down and he hit lava and it fell down there and he didn't want to go back and get it. So that's why there are dinosaur bones.
That is a Minecraft reference.
The way they explain it away is that there was a giant flood that mixed up all the soils.
Yeah.
And,
are they talking about the big 40 days, 40 nights flood?
Yeah, the Noah.
The Lent flood.
Is that what Lent is about?
40 days.
I have no idea.
I thought that was a movie where he couldn't have sex.
That is a movie based off of Lent.
I always assumed Lent
and the flood were related because it's 40 days.
Isn't there a story where like...
God has OCD.
Where somebody takes...
People had to give up land for Lent.
No, no. They
God flooded the earth.
They take a pilgrimage into
Mecca
for 40 days, 40 nights, and they meditated. I don't know. Look, we're not religious scholars.
Yeah. No.
Before
what I understand.
It's not what I. This,
when Jesus was crucified, he was resurrected as a rabbit that gives kids eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not faith.
Yeah. I think probably, though, the age old question that all of us have wanted to know for years is, when Jesus rose to heaven, did he flap his arms?
He kind of fluttered like a hummingbird.
I would love to know that. Or did he grow like glorious wings and then just like one giant flap?
I think he grew like one dove wing and one crow wing, yeah. And he had like a buster sword, and he had like a big red scarf that like was tattered at the yeah. end.
And the Israelites started playing, I believe I can fly.
That might have been Final Fantasy VII. I'm not sure.
So before we get too much hate mail.
Hate mail for what?
From all of our devout Christian listeners.
Look, yeah. Believe what you want to believe. That's not what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Even if it's complete horseshit. But
just be mean to everybody.
The groundswell of this creationist movement seems like they're gaining legitimacy every year, right?
Yeah,
to the
guess.
Point to where there's a giant debate that's happening in a fucking auditorium.
Well, you can't just
where
have
Bill
two
Nye,
people agreeing.
Bill Nye agrees to go there.
I think the issue
and there
is
isn't like a clear cut fucking winner.
I think it's more that there's a lot of people who already believed that crap, and it's going down. That's why there's a debate. I think it's the other way.
Oh, you think it's losing steam, and that's why they're trying to pick it up?
I think it's losing steam, and evolution is gaining steam, as it should.
See, it's not just evolution. It's just science, like,
yeah, Big Bang,
in general. All that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I hate Big Bang Theory.
But my point is, like, it seems like it's getting a large enough voice.
It's because you need to have
the point
two
to
sides
where,
of a debate.
Right, there is a debate, and a debate eventually, over time, will have a winner,
yeah.
right? And whoever wins the debate on information
yeah.
gets to sort of set the tone for how future generations right. perceive that information as it pertains to quote-unquote facts.
It's like
right?
that old historical debate where Newton was like, gravity.
Yeah.
And then the other guy was like, no, ghost strings pulling down.
Time is a river.
But eventually one side is going to win out. Now, we yeah. hope that it's the logical side that looks at actual facts and not, like, one particular text, you know, something that references a lot of different avenues.
Right.
But there is that chance. It's like, I'm wondering if there's other shit that we fucked up, like our interpretation of past events.
Right.
Like Stonehenge, whatever, that was a joke. You know?
Stonehenge was a big prank.
Yeah, like...
They were building.
Fucking, I woke up and there was all these weird rocks on my lawn.
They're building Legos and they ran out of pieces.
What if the Easter Island heads are just like some eccentric artist from way back in the day?
You saw about a year ago, they finally dug up one of the Easter Island heads.
They
did you know about
no,
this?
No, I didn't. Is it a full body?
It's a body. It's
really?
Not, it's not a full body.
It's like a bust.
But they just discovered this like a year ago. They did not know this. They finally dug one out. And it's like a little, it looks like a big-headed bobblehead type thing because it's a little body.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, the Easter Island heads had bodies and they didn't know for centuries.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's...
They also found out how they moved them, and they think this might be how they did Stonehenge, too. They actually, like, you know when you're lifting a giant trash can and you can't pick it up, so you just sort of, like, walk it. You just, like, lean it
yeah,
to
yeah.
one side.
Yeah.
They said that they basically did that with ropes, and they'd have a bunch of guys on one side, a bunch of guys on the other, and they just sort of, like, walk these big bobblehead guys around.
You know, I saw there's a guy in... in like fucking Michigan or something. There was a special on Stonehenge, specifically about like how they were moving them or like how it was constructed or whatever.
Yeah.
A few years back. And there was this dude in like Michigan or like somewhere up in the north of America.
Living off the land.
That had built like this giant platform in his backyard and was trying to figure out ways to move Stonehenge type like mounds of granite and shit.
So did he find out aliens did it?
No.
Oh.
It's the most amazing thing ever. He figured out that, like, by placing a small stone, a small roundish stone that was not perfectly spherical, and not like if you put a rock or like a it's like physics, right?
Yeah.
You have a giant mass, and you put a small mass underneath it that can withstand its weight, it teeters on it, right?
Yeah.
And you can balance that to where you can spin the big mass on top of that piece.
Yeah.
Right?
I used to do this with pizza dough.
Yes.
When I worked at a pizza place, I'd spin the dough.
Now,
how the Italians built the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Centrifugal force.
Yeah.
He was playing around with the placement of that rock.
Yeah.
And figured out a spot just offset of center that if you spun the rock, it would move forward.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts. Like, he offset this rock just off center, and when you spun it on its axis, or maybe it was two rocks.
Yeah.
Simultaneously off axis would actually rotate forward, and mass would carry itself across the land.
Weird.
It was fucking nuts.
Yeah. So aliens did it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It was all aliens.
Yeah, it was all aliens. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, fucking, what if he got that wrong? Like,
yeah. Well, we have figured out what Stonehenge is, though.
We have?
Yeah, it's underneath it. That's where they kept the Pandorica.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah,
yeah, don't you watch
Doctor Who? I remember.
Doctor Who gives a shit, rabbits. yeah.
Back in the day that, like, anal
which
sex.
Which was a Wednesday.
Thank you, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook reference, which I rarely do.
Yeah.
Not since episode 3. Yeah. Like back in the day, they would call anal sex like going down the dirt path, right?
Really?
Yeah, like
now they just call it second base.
Well, now it's a Hershey Highway,
yeah.
But it was like you know, it's the dirt road. You know, it's the one that's uncharted. So what if like that Robert Frost poem was about anal sex
down the dirt road, or how's it go?
The path less chosen?
Oh, the path less chosen.
He came to a fork in the road.
Yeah,
and most people go vagina. He was like, I'm gonna go butt.
So would the razor's edge be the taint?
Could have been.
Okay.
Or how about here's an opposite of that example?
Yes.
Wizard of Oz. What is the Wizard of Oz an allegory for, Dean? What have you heard?
The gold standard.
The gold standard and government in general.
Right.
Right. What if it's just a fucking wackadoo who was like, I want to make a cool wizard movie.
Or a book.
Book,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
it'll
be
adapted later in the future.
See, that's another thing, too. When I was in art school, I had to take an art history class.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That seems
extraneous.
I know. We watched a documentary about people that were cleaning the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
And famously, Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel, right?
Right.
He is speculated to have been
really,
a gay
ninja
really,
turtle.
Really, 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 really gay.
He was a gay artist. There was a lesser known artist or a less proficient artist at the time that got to do the Pope's bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like prestigious. Like, oh, you got to go into the like papal quarters and stuff.
Yeah. You get to draw all the labias you want.
Michelangelo got stuck upside down for like however many years it took him to paint the damn thing.
Yeah.
Painting a ceiling in a church. You know, like, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Right? That situation. But people admire
plus
that ceiling.
He was a sculptor at the time, too. And the Pope was like, I want the best artist in all of Italy. It's like, get him to paint it. Like, I don't know how to paint. I'm a sculptor.
See, this is to my point.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, right? There's no doubt about that. But he, Michelangelo himself, was just that. He's like, I'm a sculptor.
Yeah.
I don't paint, but I'll give it a crack because you're going to pay me.
Yeah.
It's like, I got that Pope money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did a pretty goddamn good job for a commission work.
That's the thing. There's been...
Yeah, we're not really going to pay. Yeah, we're looking at some other artists that are submitting some stuff.
I guess I can paint. That's like when you're fudging. I can do that. Sure.
Yeah. You know. Oh, yeah. I totally know oil.
Yeah. I'll just draw a bunch of dudes and then put some boobs on them later.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much what he did if you look at the figures.
But people have drawn so many conclusions about his art style.
Yeah.
And like the resonance of his use of light and darkness to really craft emotion out of a piece and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so they go about trying to restore it and clean it because there's years and years of using oil lamps and candles to light the church has left sediment and soot all along the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
So they go up there and they're cleaning it off and they clear a section and they get down and it's fucking bright as shit and like all of the dark shadows and stuff have gone away. And they're like, you're ruining it.
Yeah.
Like, stop the restoration. Like, don't fucking do any more. You're going to ruin this piece. You're taking away all the depth in it.
Yeah.
Like, what if they're wrong?
Like,
He just did it color by numbers before.
What if fucking Michelangelo was right? He's a shitty painter.
Yeah, he didn't know how to do shading.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't know. It's pretty far away. They're probably not going to be able to tell.
Nobody gets up here.
It's actually an impressionist painting.
The first of its kind.
Yeah, he was a trailblazer.
Yeah, fuck Monet. No, he did it first.
It was actually a big Jackson Pollock.
It's all splatter.
It was a bunch of Campbell's cans, all these art references. I'll keep going.
I mean, look, it's not something I could do.
Right.
You know? But what if it's shitty for its time still, but we're heralding it as, you know, something that's super great because we're seeing it through a lens of time.
Right.
And all of that stuff that's caked onto it has given it more character. And that's shaded our view of it so much that when the truth actually surfaces, we reject it.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, speaking of Michelangelo,
mm-hmm.
and speaking of us getting it wrong, Michelangelo's David, his famous sculpture he built.
It's an amazing piece.
David standing there with a thing over his shoulder.
Going, hey, boys.
Yeah. So we've been viewing it from the wrong angle for years.
Well, where are you getting at?
I'm getting this from the internet. I read this like a month ago. Okay. So we have it displayed where you view it from the front, where like his body is facing you.
Yeah.
And his head is turned.
Right.
To like the left or whatever. And he's got the thing over his shoulder. But you're supposed to view it turned to where he's facing you and his body is turned away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he's doing one of those Oscar over the shoulder poses.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, hey, boys.
Well, no, listen, though.
Meow.
When you view it the way we've been viewing it, it looks like innocent David standing there like, oh. You know? When you view it from the side, it's David who's going, fuck you, Goliath.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. It's David going, I'm going to fucking throw this sling at you in just a second.
That makes so much sense.
You big giant cunt.
Holy shit, really?
Yes.
Well, there's also that magical thing about the David where if you were to raise your perspective, it was chiseled to be viewed from ground level.
Yeah.
So if you raise up, the perspective changes.
Yeah.
It's like those sidewalk chalk drawings.
Yeah.
Where like when you stand in that one spot, and it looks like there's a hole in the wall, and the guy's...
Well, they wanted to show the detail of his taint.
Right. But it's chiseled into perspective, so when you're standing on ground level looking up, everything looks proportionate.
Right.
But if you were to raise up, all the proportions would be out of whack.
It
would be fucking... You wouldn't be able to distinguish it as a fine piece of art.
Yeah.
It would look kind of fucked up.
Yeah, so you're supposed to view it from the ground... And turned.
I didn't know that there was a second axis that you needed to
be on.
There
was a second axis you need to look
at. That's fucking nuts.
And they don't display it that way, and they're supposed to.
Couldn't you just like step around to the side?
Apparently, there's like a pillar kind of in the way.
I've actually been there. It's like it's set up in almost like a church thing where there's like a semicircle of wall around it, and once you get to the angle Doc's talking about, you're already in a line that's going around it because it's a
So but if really someone got angle. A shot of it from the ground from that angle. And it's totally David's making the fuck you face.
He's mad dogging you.
To Goliath.
Really?
Because he's got the sling on his shoulder. That's what that is. I always thought it was his jeans. It's a fucking sling.
It's his pants.
It's his
they were wet. He waddled through
it. I thought it was like
an
Abercrombie and Fitch commercial.
Well, that was because every time you go to visit, somebody sprays you with perfume every time you walk into the.
There's always a naked dude just standing in the front.
Way he tries to intimidate people is by taking off his clothes and just mad dogging them.
I think most impressive is the way he keeps that leaf on his dick.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no leaf
he
on
doesn't
his
have
dick.
A leaf.
That's just what we've seen on television.
I know. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I know that there's no.
Yeah, I know.
My only exposure to the David is through cartoons.
Cartoon Michelangelo's David.
Well, he was a turtle, so I don't know why he didn't have a dick.
It's true. But it's interesting. We fuck up that perspective all the time on shit from the past. Like, what will future fucking generations get wrong about us?
Oh,
like
okay.
What are we doing now that seems completely normal to us, but when people look back on it, they'll like dig up, you know, some shit, and they'll be like, oh, they must have been into this. Like, they worship anal sex. Oh, my gosh.
They're all for... I think Nicki Minaj will probably be like a fertility god or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what if future generations only uncover Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Like, that this, would be fucked, right?
This they'll think it's this goddess we worship.
Right.
What if Aphrodite was just some famous broad back then?
Right?
Holy shit.
Yeah, like...
This is pop
top. Well, I was thinking Nicki Minaj because she would be... most well preserved after all those years
because black don't crack.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was thinking just most of her is plastic and silicone.
Oh,
and,
I see.
Like,
I
stuff
see
that wouldn't disintegrate. Also, black don't crack.
It would take longer for
yeah
for the prosthetics.
Yeah, there would just be like this. It would be like a fossil, pretty much, like a couple of dinosaur yeah. eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll think she invented the space program because starships were made to fly.
That was her State of the Union.
Yeah. See, like,
ask will, not what your country can do for.
Well, would they be even be able to sort of view our medium?
Who knows? I mean, if we're talking like
our media, I mean,
yeah, I know what you
I don't
meant.
Think I don't think Armenia will still be yeah. there.
Sorry, System of a Down.
Yeah, but you know, it's like everything's gone fucking like there is nothing. To our songs or our movies or anything. You
well,
know?
If we're like, talking about far enough in the future, like to where this time is considered ancient, then yeah, some of that stuff might be gone.
They're not going to have a USB 3 port in the future.
Well, so that's sort of what I'm getting at. Yeah. Like everything is going to our devices, our mobile devices, our tablets. Yeah. Like books are just going away.
Yeah.
You know, you keep an entire fucking Turkish library.
Yeah.
On a Kindle Fire.
Yeah.
You know. A library that we uncovered and realized that people were, I mean, it was burned down, but like, you know, there's record of there being texts of great importance at this place. All of that consolidated into a fucking iPad.
Yeah.
You know, that are sort of strewn about that in future generations will get buried on slop and fucking.
Yeah.
You won't be able to recover any of the information that's on those.
Right.
So will future
it's like
generations
that, it's like
go,
that diss that we
they were illiterate. They didn't even have a language.
Yeah.
It's like that diss that we threw into space that the aliens are somehow supposed to put it into a record player that accepts gold 45 inches.
And, right, right.
And fucking works.
Well, like, I bet, like, if some, like, cataclysmic thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they'd maybe dig up the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, oh, this was a goddess they worshipped.
Totally, right? Yeah, like yeah, she was the fire goddess.
Yeah, the fertility god of...
We can tell this because yeah. she's holding fire in her hand, something yeah. you couldn't normally do. And she's holding sacred texts.
Yeah.
And she has a crown.
Yeah. We've translated the name of their city as Current York.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
And Dick Sargent.
Seriously, yeah, like yeah. the Statue of Liberty. What other fucking monuments? Mount Rushmore?
Oh, dude. Like, they would totally think those are gods.
Like even like
yeah.
broken
they had some,
down.
They had some ugly ass gods.
Those would be fucking like Easter Island,
yeah.
Skulls to, or the heads to future generations, completely, right?
Yeah, I've always said this too. I bet, like far in the future, far enough in the future, Harry Potter books will be found, and they'll think it was a religion.
Because there's going to be more copies of that printed than like any politics
right?
book or yeah. any history book.
Yeah. I think you're onto something. What
if odds are they're going to find that first,
so. Right?
What if the Bible was Harry Potter books in the past?
It's like, oh, this is a...
You get what I mean?
This is a nice allegory.
Well, see, yeah, these are conclusions we can draw from, yeah. like, how would we perceive shit that's going on yeah. now? And what if we've perceived that... Like, this boggles my yeah. mind. This keeps me up at night. Like,
when your wife kicks you out of bed,
we might
you're just
be wrong.
Sitting.
Yeah.
Like, really wrong. Like, shit that we've built entire, like, foundations of thought
yeah.
on could be completely fucking wrong. You know
exactly,
and it's laughable when you're on one side hearing the other side,
right?
But if you try to take a step back and like unbiasedly look at all sides, it's all fucking ridiculous,
it
right?
All, it's all weird.
But I think you're onto something there. Like Harry Potter will totally be, they'll be like they believed that there was magic.
Dude, Doctor Who,
again, like yeah. that's a television show.
Yeah, but if that's somehow found, they might think it's we made a documentary about what we believed.
It would connect over to the Harry Potter shit.
Yeah. And as far Doctor as being Who has a huge series of books.
And they're going to find all those Dalek figurines on nerds' bookshelves
and stuff. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're going to think, oh, these are fertility
goddesses.
They
believe that the Time Lords created everything.
They look wore at these, sacred scarves.
Look at these bulbs all over the Daleks and this phallic symbol coming out of it. It must be a fertility,
right?
Jesus. Because that's the one thing that always bothers me is when they look at, like, ancient African art or they look at, like, caveman stuff. It's like, oh, that's a fertility goddess. That's a dick. That's a boob. That's a labia. Yep. They're all just perverts.
Yeah.
They don't have any artistic expression at all.
What if it was just a pestle?
Or if they just want to make this cool thing with a penis head?
Or what if they were bad at carving that day?
Yeah. Like, what if they just really like sweet tits?
What if they've assumed something from hieroglyphics?
Hyrule.
What?
Hyrule from Zelda. No, I'm kidding.
You know what would be
is it hieroglyphics? Why does that sound weird coming out of my face?
Hieroglyphics?
It is hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics?
Okay. Yes. What if they've seen something repeated in hieroglyphics? Why does that sound so weird? And
here's a Rosetta Stone for you.
What if they've misinterpreted something that they've seen a bunch as, oh, that must be something of great importance?
Right.
Importance?
Like the Coke logo? Yeah.
But it's just like the same as when we used to doodle that weird S in junior
high.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean fucking shit.
No. That fucking weird S that everyone drew in junior high.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the Stussy logo. Stussy never used that. But we all called it Stussy because it was an S.
Oh,
it,
weird.
It eventually became some sort of gang insignia.
Yeah.
Because it was easy to spray paint with the, you know, you do three lines, and then connect them on diagonals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know where that came from, why everybody drew it.
It's one
fucking
of
lemmings and shit.
Yeah. Same reason Miss Susie had a tugboat, and that tugboat subsequently had a bell. Because that
Miss
was
Susie
another...
has a tugboat, the tugboat had a bell.
Ding, ding.
All right.
Well, like even my comment about the lemmings, like that's fucking we know now that the documentary that filmed those lemmings jumping off of a cliff after each other ushered them off that cliff.
Yeah,
that's not
like,
a natural
kick these lemmings off this cliff.
It turns out lemmings when thrown off of a cliff fall off of a cliff.
There's an entire like there's an idiom about, you know, lemmings and like don't, you know, people crafting
a video game series.
You don't want to be video games, like all from something that was falsely represented.
Yeah. You mean they don't have green hair and wear purple tunics?
No.
Well, it's like you know, Max Landis.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he is adapting a Frankenstein movie.
Okay.
It's not I, Frankenstein, that shit one that's coming out soon.
That was a comic book.
Was that a comic book?
I think so.
Okay. He's making like a real Frankenstein movie, I guess.
Based off of Mary Shelley?
Kind
of. Text,
well,
or?
Here's the thing. He wanted to make an Igor movie, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
So it's a Frankenstein movie with a large focus on Igor. So he started researching Igor, and so he checked the original Mary Shelley book. Igor's not in it. He started watching the original Frankenstein movies. No Igor.
Really?
It took him forever to find the first Igor. It turns out Igor came from like one of the shittier movies of Frankenstein that nobody cares about anymore.
Oh, like one of the first like cinematic adaptations?
No. Like, it was after the original Frankenstein movie we all know from the 30s.
Right.
But it was like, they made a bunch of monster movies the 30s.
It was actually from Blackenstein.
Yeah. Igor is just a random sort of like, oh, here's a new character.
He needs a sidekick.
Yeah, like, let's give him a sidekick. Like, one of the shitty
dead guy that's not interesting.
Frankenstein movies that nobody cares about anymore.
Let's give him a hot broad to sex it
up.
Hey,
how are we going to freshen this up? I don't know. Give him a bride. Yeah. Give him a sidekick.
Give him a coke problem, you know.
You know what? Give that fucker a hump on his back.
Right. Yeah. So he realized that he's not a slave to any, this is what Igor's origin is. So he got to write a Frankenstein movie where he gives Igor his own origin he thought up, kind of pulling from different
things that he thought were cool.
But it's mostly Mary Sue.
I am Igor.
Igor's the coolest. And
I have like a mechanical Tesla coil arm. And
but if you asked me where Igor came from prior to me finding all this out, I would have said, well, he was probably in the Frankenstein book.
I would have assumed he was in... He was mentioned in Mary Shelley's
or at least the first
text.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not at all.
Nope.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the only thing I sort of remember Igor being in was fucking the Mel Brooks adaptation.
Igor. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if that was first.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Well, they told me, well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
It's like a simulacrum. The parody precedes the actual event.
What is this?
Simulacrum is a art term where it's a reference to something that doesn't actually exist. Like if you made a map of a fictional location, or just if you had like a parody of something that didn't actually exist the way that the parody assumed that it did.
Yeah.
So pretty much what you were describing would be a simulacrum. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to
Interesting.
Art Talk with
Art Talk.
Shy Kids.
What are they? You guys have other things that you might, they might get wrong in the future?
I'm wondering if like some kind of Pompeii thing happens, and you see a lot of people getting those arm sleeve tattoos nowadays. I'm wondering if they'll be like, they'll assume there was some cult of the nautical star. Or, like...
These people were from the barbed wire gang.
Yeah.
This was a tribe they called Braha.
This is a geisha girl with Korean text next to it.
Yeah. We're seeing mixed imagery. Apparently there was a culture meld in this region.
A lot of white young males with Chinese tattoos that say stupid white guy.
There must have been a migration, because we find that same language in another region across an ocean.
Yeah.
I think by that standard, Tupac is probably going to end up being like the Jesus replacement or something. if he isn't already.
Right? I don't know. That's interesting. Like, do you think that they would be able to discern that we had the internet?
Well, Dr. Michio Kaku.
Yeah.
Our favorite time is a river scientist.
Who doesn't actually say...
Who doesn't actually have a Japanese accent.
He said time is a river, and I'm not doing Japanese. I'm doing his voice.
All right.
Specifically.
Time is a river.
Time is a river.
All right.
Anyway, he has said that the internet we have now is a dumbed down version of what will eventually be just our phone.
Well, yeah.
Like in the future, what we see as the internet, they'll see as, oh, that's just the fucking phone. Like that's just our way of communicating with people.
Right.
Yeah.
But the,
but we're like internet. It's already starting to happen, because that's all the phone. That's all our cell phones are now, is just internet.
Internet.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
We only text.
I'm wondering if people in the future will assume we're a lot more literate than we actually are, because, like, if you take your phone and you're looking at, like, fucking NickiMinajNews.com, just a random thing that I found on my phone, just as an example.
It's in your bookmarks, Dean.
Yeah.
New pictures.
Google history.
But if you turn that thing off and it runs out of battery, that thing loses all memory of looking at that. Yeah. But if you have your Kindle... You open up the Kindle, like I'm opening up mine, and it has the book that I was reading on it, but it has no power going through it. It's just the ink is pushed up against the screen, the way that it works. So I'm wondering how long that lasts, and I'm wondering if that would be what people in the future would find.
Well, it lasts when the battery dies.
No, the battery, even if the power is completely off on the Kindle, the image will still stay on it the way that it works.
So it still
mine doesn't work that way. I must have an older one.
Well, do you have like a Kindle Fire or something?
No, I have an old Kindle.
Oh, huh.
I have one that still had the keyboard on it.
Oh, okay. I might be misunderstanding how it works then.
Hmm. It's not real ink.
No, but the way that it works is that it doesn't, because the reason the battery lasts so long is that it doesn't actually need electricity going through it to keep the image on the paper.
But
so
when my Kindle battery dies, it shuts down.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck what I said.
Have you not had a Kindle die on you? Have you, like, never let it run out?
Yeah, I don't think
happened?
I have.
Okay.
All right.
That's probably why, then.
All right.
I left it on in a drawer for a couple months and then opened it, and it was dead, and I had to charge it before turning it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm
so Kindles aren't magic yet.
All right. Shit.
I know.
They're magic to me, though. I have something. I can read with one hand while I'm on the toilet.
Yeah. That is magic.
It is pretty magic. But that's my point. Like, they would find a whole bunch of these, like, mysterious black flat rectangles. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, one side's glass, when we open them up, we see what
and then they would
have been consistent with electronics.
They'd see negatives of 2001, and they would assume all our iPhones are that thing in the movie that we were all worshipping. Like, that was a that was, like, the fucking Jesus movie or something.
They would think that they are fucking plates. Like, this is what they ate off of, and it has electronics in it because it would keep the food warm.
See, it's got the ridges on the edges so that the sauces wouldn't fall off of it.
They would think they're fucking little plates.
I think that would get disproven fairly easily because there's buttons.
Right.
You know?
But there'd be some creationist saying those are plates.
Well, look how
those are the plates of the gods.
Look at all of these sanitation devices they use to clean them that are left behind, and all these covers that they put on them to decorate them. And they're obviously
those were
eating.
What they ate the last supper on.
Yeah. Bill Nye the 43rd would be like, "These are communication devices,"
and they're like, "No,
plates.
Heretic."
His dad,
heretic.
His dad really didn't keep good records.
No, I don't know. It fascinates me.
Yeah.
What else could they get?
Well, they
wrong.
might think that video killed the radio star.
There's a joke in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that the alien Ford, his name's Ford Prefect, he comes to Earth and names himself Ford Prefect because he thinks cars are the dominant species, and a Ford Prefect was a car in England.
Right.
So he thinks, oh, that'll help me blend in, and he tries to introduce himself to a car, and Arthur Dent saves his life. Mm-hmm. Getting mowed down by a car.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, maybe weird shit like that. Like, they totally misinterpret. Well, I don't think future people would think that cars were the dominant species.
Not anymore than we think that, like, fucking, you know, humans weren't the dominant species back.
When we
always put sort of humans in the center of the world and then go, like, how did they build the world around?
Post dinosaurs, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
although even then, you go to that creationist museum.
Yeah.
There's dinosaurs riding along with
crazy
Adam
monsters.
Jesus is riding raptors.
Yeah.
Goofy. Speaking of dinosaurs, I think that the reason that there's myths of dragons and giants is because ancient people found dinosaur bones and didn't know what to make of it.
Very
so
possible.
They're like, oh, it looks like a big lizard skeleton, a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they find a dinosaur femur, and they're like, oh, this must be from a giant, one of the titans.
Very, very possible. I mean, there's also, like, there could have been, like, species that have gone extinct that were dragon-like. Like, maybe they didn't fly. Maybe
wouldn't we have their evidence of those, though?
Yeah, we'd have their iron bones. Game of Thrones.
Or, again, like, maybe...
Wait, the dragons in Game of Thrones, like, have iron bones?
They have, like, a high iron content in their bones.
Oh, okay. So. They're not cyborgs.
No, they're not. Okay. They just have very hard bones.
Yeah.
What I don't get is
like
when we're... Yep. Unless it's, like, clearly documented that it's, like, works of creative art.
Yeah.
We discount the creative part of humans in early human development, which I think is weird.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, like those figurines, like we always assume that's penis.
Oh, there's actually something interesting you know? About that. There is a style of art that they had in South America. I forget what it's called, but we always assume that they were exaggerated forms of humans because they'd have giant heads and big eyes, or they'd have like one arm longer than the other. But then we've recently had geneticists look at these figurines and realize, oh, that looks like this prenatal genetic disease that I've seen. The kids end up looking like exactly like this, and they've been able to identify from those figurines like that this kid has cystic fibrosis or whatever the fuck.
Oh, wow.
And like, so they're actually depicting these fetuses accurately, but just we assume that they were stylized for some reason.
Yeah.
But like, think of the immense amount of artistic styles there are right now.
Right.
You know,
Pixar.
Like, people back then had heads that were a third of the size of the bodies.
We classify entire eras in history off of the like main art style that existed in that era. And that's what makes it into the books, and that's how we classify fucking chunks, because that's how we get our information. But
yeah.
Boy, everybody back then was so Baroque.
I mean, there is times where like in the Middle Ages, you know, we come to assume that like church regulated a lot of the art. So a lot of the art was depicted in the way that they wanted it to be depicted. And a lot of it was just like, sit there and I'll paint you. And like, you know, then there was a time where like only people that had noble stature or had enough money to pay for a painting of themselves got painting. And that's the art that survived.
I don't have any lapis lazuli. I got to go to the church.
But there had to have been some fucking broke artists in that day painting some shit. It just didn't, just didn't make it out, or were misconceiving what did make out. You know, like, I don't know, like going back to like your fucking fertility idols, like, yeah, what if it was just like fucking
what if they were action figures?
Yeah,
with big
I'll carve you a fucking a mommy doll.
What if they were
girl?
The equivalent of those resin figures that anime nerds have, where they just have like panty shots and stuff? Yeah. What was that? What
or
was, what
real
was,
dolls?
Yeah.
Well,
they use it's a masturbatory.
It's what if they were dildos?
Prehistoric, not prehistoric. Fucking like ancient. early man's Barbie doll.
Yeah,
for his kid. Like. Yeah.
I like the dildo idea better.
It's a representation for that little girl to sort of recognize what she will be when she grows up.
Right.
Right? Like, we do that in today's culture. Yeah. We prime our youth for how to behave when they're older. Why wouldn't ancient culture?
Yeah, we want our little boys to look like Bionicle and Ninjago.
Yeah.
See, but that's another thing. Like, then there's so many offshoots of that. Like, why wouldn't ancient civilizations also have offshoots of that? Like, I feel like we discount the like that creativity in early development of man.
Well, because they're dumb.
See, that's the assumption. They only made stuff out of necessity.
Yeah,
and they only created works of quote unquote art to explain the world around them to other people,
right?
And to sort of document things that were around them.
Yeah, that's what we act like, that there were walking history books when really
exactly
it could have been a guy fucking doodling.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, who?
Like, okay. How about this?
Fucking cave paintings of bulls. What if that dude was a furry? And he was fucking drawing out his little bull character that he wanted to be.
You'll see, like, in caves, a depiction of a bunch of hunters hunting down like a mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was like comic book and they could never
be fucking cool if we got a mammoth?
Dude, yeah. What like they never were able to get a mammoth.
They never got a mammoth, yeah.
Yeah.
So but they just drew it like, "Oh, we totally got a mammoth."
That
remember?
Was that was right. ancient
no,
fan
we didn't.
Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was fan fiction.
Seriously.
That caveman was Mary Suing himself into that fucking story. Like, "I could take that fucking mammoth."
Yeah. Yeah. He's the one at the front.
He's just like, "Shut up and eat your rabbit, you fuck."
Yeah, seriously. I don't know.
Yeah.
What if the entire world we know is fucking wrong?
Just way off.
Just fucking wrong.
Yes, science, explain that.
We take so much for granted, you know? Like,
well, how about like weird things like this? Like, we call whole eras based off the leader in charge, the Victorian era.
It's true, yeah.
The Elizabethan era.
Yeah, back when that guy named Bronze ran
everything. The Iron Man.
Yeah, Mr. Bronze.
Yeah, fuck Mr. Bronze.
Mr. Bronze, that's my name. My name again is Mr. Bronze.
Simpsons.
But like, what, like...
Oh, the Bronze era.
But imagine in the future, they're going to say, in Clintonian times...
That 8-year era.
Yeah.
The Obamacare era.
In the Obama-nation.
They say it enough for people to fucking think that was the name of the era.
In the Bushy era.
Obama-nation, more like an abomination.
Oh! Wait, what if people come back and they think that he was born in the United States because they look at those forged documents?
And they think they're real?
Yeah,
that would be a travesty.
Well, everybody in the future, hold on.
I look forward to the first email we get where the guy doesn't realize we're kidding.
Yeah. How can you, like, all this vitriol against Obama?
Listen, you guys, your facts are wrong. That was the real birth certificate. We know.
No,
we're
sir,
being
you're
facetious.
Wrong. He's a lizard.
He's a lizard
we
man.
We know he's a lizard man.
I don't know.
How about this? Let's say they do have, they do keep our media, like our television. Like, they find those records that are able to access them, but they do not know our language whatsoever. And they misinterpret shit like that. Obama is a president who's gone on a lot of talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
What if they think he's just a local celebrity? Hey, there's that Barry Obama again.
There's that guy
because
that
they can't translate that he's the fucking president.
Oh, it's that guy from Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And they think Jay Leno is in charge because he was on TV for so long.
And they seem to worship white hair and big chins, so it seems like he was probably their leader god.
Well, it's the same thing where, like Roman statues, right?
Yeah.
When you think of Roman statue...
Penis.
They're white.
Yeah.
They're, like, super chiseled.
Mm-hmm.
They made them that way specifically because they were copying Greek statues.
Right.
Greek art, right?
Yeah.
And so they were always trying to find that perfect form and refine the perfect form in Roman culture.
Are you talking about how Greek statues are actually painted?
Yes.
Okay.
They fucked up.
Why?
The Romans fucked up. Because by the time they saw the ancient Greek statues, they had been sunwashed.
Really? They're and actually painted all these really bright, like,
bright,
garish
vibrant
colors.
Yeah. Oh, so they were bleached in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So they were just looking at the porcelain that was left over after thousands of years.
Oh, wow.
And they thought, oh, well, that's how they made them.
And that's wow. how they began, like, forging their way of doing a recreation of yeah. that. And it's completely fucking wrong.
Right.
Like, it's amazing.
Aphrodite was originally supposed to have big brown nipples, and they fucked that up.
Well, I remember...
It was very important.
She's just a kind of a goofy one that could fool people later. I remember when I was a kid, and I saw black and white television shows,
uh-huh.
I thought the past was in black and white. Like, I didn't realize that... No, the show, they didn't have the technology for color.
In real life?
I thought it was so... Maybe in the...
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
I was a kid. I was little.
People didn't eat enough fruits back then, so they...
Yeah.
They're like praying
mantises.
Because
even in current shows, they'd have a flashback, and they would put it in black and white.
They would. That's
yeah.
true.
Everybody, there was
remember
a little... There
when the
was,
world was in monotone?
Yeah. Oh, I remember when the world was sepia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that predates.
No.
So when I was a kid, I actually thought this, that, oh, the past was in black and white. But what if in the future, they do, like... They listen to dummies like me, and they think color was invented in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Color in general. You know what I mean?
And that creates so many problems.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Here's the thought.
Well, in the future, we're not going to see color, so...
Here's the thought. It's true. Yeah.
It's like the sort of... what's it called? Resurrectionist movements? The people that will intentionally make... a black and white movie now.
Yeah.
Because they feel like it better depicts the art of it.
Right.
You know, and that's debatable, obviously.
Like Good Night and Good Luck.
Or the,
yeah,
or the Fartist.
Ed Wood.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like they, although Ed Wood is sort of an homage to the era in which that,
yeah.
you know, that film style
they,
was
dude,
made.
Dude, they will see fucking Spielberg's Nazi. Spielberg's
oh,
Nazi. What's it called?
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. They will see Schindler's List and think, that's the movie Red was invented in.
By your logic.
We pin it down.
Wizard of Oz will be a mind fuck to
like,
them.
What
you know,
the fuck?
When I was a kid,
fucking shit.
When I was a kid, I thought Wizard of Oz was the first color movie, and that's how they decided to transition it. I remember thinking this.
It was one of the first.
Yes and no.
It wasn't one of the first.
Two
it was,
movies.
It was
no,
early.
It was two movies.
Yeah,
there was Gone with the Wind.
Yeah,
these are feature first
yeah.
colorized feature films. Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz.
Now, is that real?
Yes, Wizard of Oz came out before Gone with the Wind.
Okay,
only because it didn't take as long to complete. But Gone with the Wind was the first movie to shoot in Technicolor.
So the first movie released in color is Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
really. So I was right, kind of.
Yes.
I see. I thought, like, when I grew up later, I'm like, I bet it wasn't.
It's probably
I bet they were
not,
like, here's a gimmick.
It's not the first. It's probably not
There's
the
no
first
way
thing
that's
distributed.
I don't believe
that was
this.
That was color.
Yeah.
It's the first feature length film.
There's probably,
okay.
like, there are probably like art
to be
house
in,
movies
to be
that
in
were
color.
Like 20
Got
minutes
it.
Long that were
yeah,
in
yeah,
color.
Yeah, there may have been shorts that,
okay.
that had color. I mean,
and there was a period where there were some movies still being released in black and white, and it wasn't like just like color now.
Do me a favor,
well,
listeners.
They would also colorize black yeah. and white film.
Yeah,
as well. That was a thing. Like, okay. You know, women would sit in big factories and paint frame by frame.
Oh wow.
Onto negatives.
Yeah, and I think some of that happened before before The Wizard of Oz.
It would have. Yeah.
yeah, well before. I mean, there's yeah. prints of. Like that that Western shootout, the Great Train Robbery.
Yeah.
That like, one of the earliest motion pictures.
Yeah.
That has been colorized.
That's... I find this fact hard to believe.
That was released...
The
released prior to
no,
39 and The Wizard of Oz.
That The Wizard of Oz was the first feature-length real color movie. I find that hard to believe because it seems so, like... It's one of those things where it seems
this is
so
what,
like
I'm
it
saying.
Would be true that it can't be true.
It wasn't the first film to use color film.
It was the first one released.
It was the first one released because it beat Gone with the Wind.
I want our listeners to the theaters to look this up and see if
should we just look at it? Should we just fact check ourselves?
No. No. All right. Let's let them have all the fun.
All right.
Yeah.
This may be another thing where we're letting...
Please prove us wrong, because I think this is wrong.
Somebody's screaming at us right now.
As far as I know...
They're like, no, it was the Fred on Sneeze remake.
Gone with the Wind had shot, but it was such an epic filming schedule that it took a lot longer to do. But they had shot in color, and there's that scene with the fire, you know...
The first movie to be shot in living color?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, okay. That was a good response.
That was a great response. Yes.
What was their superhero one?
Blank Man?
Blank Man. That's what I was trying to go for.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Like Gone with the Wind technically is the first color film. Yeah. It just didn't get finished in time for distribution to beat Wizard of Oz. And Wizard of Oz only had to shoot half the film in color.
A day late and a dollar short.
But what's funny about that is, like, even with the, like... nuance of color, it still bombed in the cinema. Like, Wizard of Oz was not a successful film in the cinema.
You're right.
It wasn't until it got sort of television...
Televenized.
I
don't know if that's the right word. Televenized.
Television distribution yearly as an annual thing that an entire generation grew up watching this film thinking it's fucking significant.
Same with Disney's Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
Bombed. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
It was Channel 5's televisionizing of it.
And it just brainwashed an entire... Then why aren't we really hung up on Overboard?
Is the future going to...
It's by that same logic. Hold on. That movie was on every weekend of my
childhood.
But
it's funny when you grow up and you see that movie on all the time, you think, oh, this was some big movie.
Right.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Half-Baked was the biggest grossing box office.
I remember thinking Pippi Longstocking was this epic... or the Mouse and the Motorcycle.
Yes, the Mouse and the Motorcycle.
This epic, the epic conclusion, Runaway Ralph.
You know, it's funny. Like, it's like the Twilight Zone too, right?
Yeah. They made a Twilight Zone too.
No, the Twilight Zone as well.
Yeah,
some of them are really good. Some of them are kind of shitty.
Yeah, we remember all the good ones.
Yeah, Monty Python's.
That's like whenever they say Saturday Night Live was so much better in the past.
It's because they're watching the best ofs.
You're watching the best ofs.
Yeah, when they released them on Hulu, when we first got Hulu Plus,
watch all of the Conehead sketches and see if they don't start to get a little old after a while.
They don't hold up.
Even
at all.
Bill Ghost Bustin' Ass Murray
had
bad sketches on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried.
Boy, all of those It's Pat sketches were great. The same joke all the time.
A lot of their sketches back then were, well, you can tell Cokeheads wrote this.
Yeah.
And then Chevy
all
Chase
over
would
the place.
Fall into a table or something. Yeah. Sort of his MO.
Yeah. But at least their skits didn't go on too long.
That's true.
I think that's a current problem with SNL. Their skits go on too long. Anyway, that's a big
ass. Wow, we drifted way off.
Big ass sidetrack.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah,
people in the future are going to think that people watch Saturday Night Live.
That they still watched it.
Yeah.
What if we're not even talking about ancient in the future? What if we're talking about, like, 30 years in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And we get just, the little goofy shit. Like, you know, if they make a movie about the 70s now, they just put everybody in bell bottoms.
Yeah.
But... I bet not everybody wore bell bottoms in the 70s.
I bet
it wasn't that fucking widespread.
What would be? How would they do this generation's?
That's what movie. I was thinking with the tattoo shit. Like, everybody else has arm sleeves and beards.
Yeah,
everybody would have a beard for sure.
Yeah. Everyone would have hat bills that aren't bent, just a straight across hat
bills.
Bill, which I hate, with a sticker still on it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, 420 sticker.
I ironically wore a hat like that for the longest time.
Was it ironically?
It was.
Okay.
Sure? No, because it was a free hat that I got from DC.
Yeah.
And it was a... It's like
Wait,
on the inside
the
it
Capitol?
Says like... No, from the shoe company.
Okay.
I was going to assume the comic, but I was afraid that was actually what it was. And so my joke was, oh, like the comics? And you go, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
DC comics.
No, from DC shoes.
Yeah.
I got a free hat.
Yeah.
And... it was a blue corduroy hat, and it didn't go with anything.
The best hat material.
it was ridiculous, and it had this giant, like, 5159 sticker or whatever, like that official rapper sticker
Yeah,
that's on all the hats. So I left it on there?
Right.
I do that with my jeans, just 3130, 3130.
Leave the Levi's dangle.
Yeah, yeah. I like to leave that plastic thing that makes the thing beep when you walk past it.
It's a status.
Yeah. Like we grew up in the 90s. And there's been a few movies that
only
take 90s place in
kids
the 90s.
Will get this one.
Well, there's been a few movies that took place in the 90s that did that. Like Can't Hardly Wait totally does that. Like, all right, let's just take some stereotypes here.
That's true.
And we'll mix them all up.
Like in the 90s, they were using 90s stereotypes.
Yeah,
yeah. But
they're
like,
ready to parody themselves.
They've already made movies, current movies that take place in the 90s, and you'll notice they just dress everybody like Kurt Cobain. Yeah. Everybody was Kurt Cobain back then.
Everybody gets holy jeans and flannel or super baggy pants and spiky hair.
Or a t-shirt with a long sleeve shirt underneath it.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
Yeah.
Although that was a big part of my wardrobe. I wore fucking thermals under t-shirts all the time in the 90s. But yeah, the DC hat in particular. I wore it with the giant sticker because I thought nobody would take me seriously.
Yeah,
as like pasty white, you know, blonde dude wearing a hat flat billed with a giant sticker on it, but everybody around me hated it.
I once saw this show that was made a few years ago, but it took place in the '70s, and there was a
that seventies show.
No, there was a character in jail who was just arrested.
Swingers.
No, listen, okay. And he starts going, hey, well, you guys going to let me out? I need to get home and watch Charlie's Angels. Those girls are, like, way hot. And it's like, oh, that was so shoehorned in.
Yeah.
As, like, remember, everybody, this is the 70s.
Yeah.
And I imagine, like, things like that, like, in the future in movies or whatever, they'll be like, hey, the Kardashians are on. Oh, I remember that family. Till they all murdered each other.
And Back to the Future does it a little bit. When he sits down at their dinner table and they bring over the, it's like the Honeymooners, I think, that's on television. He's like, oh, I've seen this one on reruns. And like, what the fuck is a rerun? Like, it was totally like, you're in the 50s, Marty.
Yeah, remember? I'm over on Martin Luther King Boulevard. What?
Who's Martin Luther King? Yeah. Who's Kennedy?
Yeah. It was Kennedy. That's right. It was Kennedy.
Yeah, it was a little bit of that in like my favorite movie. But it doesn't seem as terrible.
No. But I bet it was terrible to the people who were from the 50s.
Probably, yeah. Most of
it's
that
like,
movie
we fucking
was probably...
had reruns. We didn't have a new episode every 2 hours.
Well, they did. They only had 4 channels. My grandmother tells me all the time. Yeah. We only had 4 channels.
I used to watch the Colgate Comedy Hour.
And
they never stopped producing new content. They just 24 hours a day, they kept doing sketches.
I stopped watching television when they started putting Negroes on.
Oh, shit. And they started
was
putting...
Was your grandma racist?
No.
Okay.
And they started putting pauses between words, and they stopped taking cocaine before the scenes.
Apparently, old-timey television was... cartoons, news, or wrestling. The only things that were on television back in the day when television first started.
They didn't have Teen Mom?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No. Remember when people used to sit around the radio kids? Yeah, that blows my mind, too. Like, fucking, people actually sat around the radio? Like,
apparently. Let's watch this radio.
I can't imagine sitting around...
The Green Hornet's on!
The radio. Like, now... Nowadays, we put in our earbuds and we listen to podcasts the way they used to listen to radio.
Well, because we all hate each other. Because Dad doesn't beat us anymore.
Wait, what?
Well, that's I'm putting two things together.
Yeah. I was unsure of your connection.
Families loved each other in the 50s.
I doubt
it. And dads beat the living shit out of
kids. That's another thing that I think is a giant misconception.
Yeah.
Like, we assume that, like, teenage angst is, like, a fairly recent phenomenon.
We claim it is. Yeah.
But, like, no.
Kids didn't have hormones back then.
Yeah, like, it's a physiological change that happens.
Right.
You know, whether or not people were getting married earlier doesn't negate the fact that they were still trying to fucking deal with, like, the changes of their body and stuff.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I had a misconception that gay people...
I'm so sorry. Those are hard to go through.
No.
Yeah, you lost a child.
I did. I lost a...
You're so brave.
I lost a conception. I had a misconception that gay people were new.
there was a new concept.
Yeah, that it was like, that started in the 80s.
You know,
there's this new thing going around. Yeah. Everybody's doing it.
Growing up, I had a similar thing where I thought it started in the 60s.
Yeah.
I thought that the 60s, the love, the revolution.
The free love.
Free love, all that kind of stuff, brought forth this like new idea.
It was caused by LSD.
Right.
No, not caused by LSD, but like it became like, oh, that's a thing now.
Yeah.
Because everybody expanded their fucking sexual horizons. And then I found out that Roman cultures were all about it.
Oh, dude. And I was like, oh, fucking well, okay. Romans and the Greeks used to fuck so many underage boys.
They did it even if they weren't gay.
Yeah.
They fucked a ton.
Well, there's even like...
of little prepubescent boys.
There's a...
Very uncomfortable.
Have I shared stuff about the real Spartan soldiers on this podcast?
No.
There was a special after the 300 had come out.
We don't need to hear about your school all the time.
No. Television special. So
they taught us at Montessori.
Yeah. It was a television special, like a little mini doc series about like the real
mini
Sparta.
Doc.
Mini doc.
Mini doc, yeah.
Oh, I thought I lost that child.
I like that. died of SIDS.
But they went through the sort of myths of Sparta and like... They were fucking a big joke. Like the more you uncover, but there was a part in that where they were also very conservative,
right?
And one of the things from that time was that it was encouraged amongst ranks for
they didn't want free health care.
No.
No.
They hated socialized medicine. Yeah. Everybody for themselves.
Yeah.
Lose a limb, you're fucked. I don't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
No, amongst the ranks of the Roman army and whatnot, it was encouraged to like have a buddy. You guys go fuck each other.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And let it all out, because when it comes down to fucking cutting other dudes' throats, I don't want you to be like, I really should have nutted today.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that where the term fuck buddy comes from?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Unconfirmed. Yeah,
it is.
Oh, it means something a little different now.
It was fuck his buddy kiss from back then.
Also, every time the Boy Scouts say they use the buddy system, they mean something completely different.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'm fascinated, too. There's a list of facts.
Oh, but the Spartans were like, all against that. So, like, they were...
Oh, okay.
They
oh,
were,
sorry.
Like... They were, like, scared Republican army guys that never actually went to
Don't
war.
Don't fuck your buddy!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they won.
But they didn't. They all fucking died.
Oh, the Spartans died?
They died.
Oh, did I mix up? I watched 300 wrong, I think.
They all died.
I think I watched it backwards.
There was like a tiny band that
oh, no,
survived.
I remember.
And they were sitting around a campfire, like 10 of them, like, remember when, guys, Leonidas was brave. He led us all to our deaths.
It was a small detail.
I just realized I never finished the movie.
No, they all died. Spoiler alert.
Well, I came early. No.
Yeah, that's true. So many abs. So little time. You were saying.
I'm fascinated. There's a list of facts that I read once about two historical events happening at the same time that we didn't realize happened at the same time. And one of my favorite ones is that the last time the Cubs won the World Series, the Ottoman Empire still existed.
Oh, shit.
This is real.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The Ottoman Empire existed for a pretty long time.
Yeah. Ottoman Empire ended in 1922.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. The Cubs won like 1918 or something like that?
Yeah, like World War I was, a lot of that was about fighting the Ottoman Empire. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But like shit like that fascinates me. Another one, the Mongols fought the Crusaders and the Samurais at the same time.
Oh, yeah. There was a war between Mongolia and Japan.
This was a concurring societies.
So this is like... Shit, we don't connect because we learn them at separate times.
You learn them in separate times in class, but they're all.
So you
like
never
at the
connect
same time.
That the entire world happens all at the same time.
There's something like that where when the shogunate in Japan ended, all the samurai were out of work because they were made illegal, and so a lot of them went to South America and helped the Spanish get the. Silver from South America up to Mexico. So there would just be like these bands of donkeys carrying silver on them with like samurai with swords and shit just like wandering around. Yeah.
That would be a cool fanfic.
Yeah.
You write a comic book about that shit.
I just found a bunch more that I looked up. Here's another weird one. When pilgrims were landing on Plymouth Rock, you could already visit Santa Fe, New Mexico, stay at a hotel, and eat at a restaurant.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Why was there a hotel?
Apparently, Mexico, you know, that was in charge of that area had a whole culture going on.
Yeah,
by the time
the
pilgrims
Spanish
showed up.
Been there for a long time.
Remember, the pilgrims showed up way after Columbus.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so, you know, it's really nuts. We don't, I don't ever think that this, the land that we acquired as America through our what was it called? The Manifest Destiny?
Right.
The genocide,
that,
you mean?
That, well, yes, but, and that any of that was like at the same level of inhabitants, you know, like just straight up towns already existed.
Yeah,
yeah. Native Americans didn't know what they were doing. They didn't have
roads. Well, see, like, in because we write those books.
Yeah.
Because we are the perceived winners. Winners write history, right?
Yeah.
Indian.
That's
Indian
why. Did you notice
it tribes was... don't seem very built up. There doesn't seem to be much like city infrastructure. To what we perceive as like tribe.
I think we actually one of the things like that is that we learned how to take baths from the Native Americans. Like that was just something Europeans didn't really do.
Really?
Yeah, but the Native Americans had soap and they washed themselves all the time. We would just cover ourselves in cologne for the longest time.
You smell.
Yeah.
This smells better. Cover yourself in it.
We thought dick cheese was normal.
Yeah. That's why a lot of white women would run away to and join American tribes. Like that woman in Dances with Wolves.
Sacagawea?
Yeah. No, not Sacagawea. Damn it, you made me agree to something stupid. But yeah, she
That's
was...
That's my job, Dean.
Oh, God.
John Smith.
Yeah. No, she wasn't John Smith.
I almost got him too.
I know.
We were on a roll. But yeah, it was just like you would get this woman who would be like beaten to hell by her colonial husband who smelled like pig shit. Yeah. and
expected her to blow him.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden this dark man on a shirtless man on a horse that smells like daffodils and lavender would come up with long flowing hair and go, "I'm going to run away with this guy."
Yeah. His dick tastes a lot better.
Fuck him, you good.
Yeah. I can be the leader of a chiefdom.
Could be your hero, baby.
The first wagon train of the Oregon Trail headed out the same year the fax machine was invented.
Yeah, I heard that a while ago that the fax machine is like super fucking old.
Yeah, it is.
Did you use telegraphs or something?
I guess.
It was, it was like an early form of telegraph type of...
I guess because a loom existed, you could set up something that a telegraph could run through a loom or something.
The the language that we have that's like text language or like IM language?
LOL!
Yeah, yeah. All of that shit... for the most part is telegraph language.
Really?
Yeah. It's all this shorthand that if you were to write out the telegraph before they would like retranslate it out,
because you'd have to pay per letter.
Yeah,
so
it was all like BRB and like
TTYL.
That makes sense because I still end all my sentences with stop.
All your phone sex conversations are very awkward.
I put my penis in your vagina. Stop.
I put my wiener in your wet tunnel.
You
stop.
Are a dickhead. Stop.
What I don't get is, are they fucking up by when they read that aloud?
I think that's a goof. They're not supposed to read the stop.
I don't think that you're supposed to
read
that.
In movies, it was a joke that, this idiot's reading the stop.
And then that just stuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that couldn't have been.
And now we think that that's what they really did. I think that's where it came from.
And that can't be the way, the stop wouldn't get translated back into the message, right? Like, they would be deciphering letters, and then they would hear the stop noise or whatever the pattern was for stop, and then they would know, all right, that's the end of that statement.
Because that's a lot of letters to use up for just that, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah,
it had to have been like a clearing of the line, you know, like, all right, and end that phrase, and then they would start the next, so they knew to like go to the next line.
We know a lot about how telegraphs work,
right?
I don't know.
Here's a fun one. 1912 saw the maiden voyage of the Titanic, as well as the birth of vitamins, X-rays, and MDMA.
Wow!
They had the mixed martial arts start then.
not the karate one, the drug one.
Oh, okay.
There's so many mixed martial artist fans who are very offended that I called it karate.
Are you going to go kickboxing?
Yeah. They're going to go play slap fight.
Did you know Nintendo was founded in 1888?
Oh, yeah. They were a trading card company for the longest before they got into video
games. Fucking 1888. The year that it started, Jack the Ripper was like just tooling around London.
Yeah.
Fucking killing prostitutes.
How about the Eastern Roman Empire fell 40 years before Columbus reached America?
Only 40 years?
Only 40 years.
The Roman Empire fell.
Eastern Roman Empire.
What's the
I don't know
Eastern
what the
Roman Empire
is.
Eastern Roman Empire is like Macedonia. It's like the
Macedonia.
Is it the leftovers?
No, it's like there were two Roman empires. There was like the European one, and there was like the Middle Eastern one. And that one, like the Ottoman, what would become the Ottoman Empire and like Alexander the Great and all that shit.
Genghis Khan took over Beijing the year the Magna Carta was signed. Don't you picture Genghis Khan as like old barbarian and Magna Carta is like, oh, we're royal and shit.
We'll never be royal.
You can call me Queen Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can call me Great Khan.
Pablo Picasso died the year Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon.
Wait, Picasso died?
Picasso died the same year Dark Side of the Moon came out.
At his house? Painting plates?
I'm assuming.
No, he died painting Amy Pond.
That wasn't Picasso, that was Van Gogh.
Oh, whatever. I'm an art major. How the fuck would I know that shit?
The sort of weird part about Picasso, he became so famous at the end of his life. Towards the end of his life, all he did was sit on his at his fence at his villa, and people would just show up and he would paint plates and like just hand them like sell them plates on the curbside.
Yeah. NASA's Gemini program was winding down when we were still debating whether plate tectonics was real.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Really? We had already sent shit into our upper atmosphere. Yeah.
Well, it's like we don't know a lot about what happens underneath the ocean, but we know, what happens on Io.
Actually, that makes some sense to me, given that, like, you know, all of the stuff that we've been able to witness sort of stepping outside of our atmosphere and looking back down on it to see how, like, weather systems move. And, like, that makes sense that by the end of that, we were changing the sort of philosophies on or theories about how the actual world works.
Right.
Because we have a new perspective.
We never viewed the Earth from space before. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
That makes more sense than some of these other ones.
That's when they figured out it was round, when they went to space.
Yes. That would have made their calculations very different.
Do you have the two empires, Roman and Ottoman?
No, what is it?
Read that one.
I don't have it.
Two empires, Roman and Ottoman, spanned the entire gap from Jesus to Babe Ruth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ottomans have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
How about Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth II were born the same year?
Really?
Yes. John Quincy Adams knew both Washington and Lincoln.
That's the son of John Adams.
You know,
that he was like fifth president was John Quincy? Or sixth or something? Seventh?
Somewhere around
second
there.
Second and...
Which one was...
Second was John Adams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. John Adams and then John Quincy Adams was...
What about Quincy Jones?
We should know this, guys.
I don't know.
Would not be able to become citizens.
We're Americans. How would we know about American presidents?
Yeah, I found the Nintendo one.
You know that Karl Marx wrote letters to Abraham Lincoln a couple of times. So they were around the same time, too.
Who did?
Karl Marx? Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we have maybe it's because of our educational system, like the way it's delivered to us.
Yeah,
like,
it's very compartmentalized.
We segregate these moments in time, and they don't overlap with any other moment in time that we hear about.
Yeah.
When we're learning about it.
Spain was still a fascist dictatorship when Microsoft was founded.
No shit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Spain was, yeah.
Holy shit. Oxford University was already over 300 years old by the time the Aztec Empire was founded.
Wow. That's pretty nuts.
My mind just popped.
Here's a great one that just blew my mind. Mozart was entering the height of his career. At the same time, America was declaring its independence as a nation.
Really?
Mozart.
Yeah, we kind of separate old Europe and old America.
We don't realize that these are connected events.
Hold on. At the same time, we were like, fuck England.
Fuck England. Mozart was like, I'm a piano player.
I'm the best in fucking Europe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mozart.
I don't know why I wanted to think that Mozart was like hundreds of years prior. I thought he was around like 1300s. Not the case. Okay. Everything I know about everything is wrong.
Well, powdered wigs, same time.
You know, I suppose. Like, it makes sense when it's said aloud and, like, the everything's connected.
Yeah.
But, like, in my brain prior to just now hearing it, it would have never connected the two timelines.
There were no classes in calculus in Harvard's curriculum for the first few years because calculus hadn't been discovered yet.
It's so fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, because I think he was a professor at Harvard at a certain point. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like, go ahead.
Oh, because it was, I think it was Newton that invented calculus because the stuff he was trying to do, he didn't have the right math to express it. So he invented a system of math.
Did you hear Neil deGrasse Tyson on Nerdist?
No, I didn't hear that.
He mentions that.
Oh, okay.
Where,
I can't imagine inventing a type of math.
He was trying to explain, you know, why it all worked, you know, all that stuff. And they're like, yeah, but what about this? And he's like, I can't answer that with any facts. Hold on. And he left, and when he came back, he was like, this is how it works. And they're like, how did you find those answers? And he's like, I developed a whole system of math.
Yeah. Yeah.
He invented an entire system of math.
I think with Newton, it was like there wasn't any math to describe things that were moving at all.
So he invented it.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Did you hear that Futurama invented a new equation?
They did?
Yeah, they did.
Wait, legit? Or?
Yeah, legit. They did an episode where they had to figure out, like, lots of multiple timelines, and they invented a new equation to figure it out, and it's a legit equation now.
Wow.
That people can use. Yeah. That's writers of Futurama.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Here's a bunch just sort of right next to each other, small ones. Mm-hmm. These are all great. When the pyramids were being built, there were still woolly mammoths. The last use of the guillotine in France was the same year Star Wars came out.
Really?
Yes.
They were still using the guillotine in France into the
70s? Yeah, to the 70s, yeah.
Wow.
While General Custer was fighting native tribes on the frontier, the Brooklyn Bridge was being built. Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr. were born on the same year.
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, she only lived for 12 years, right?
A pretty small window.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't die on the same day.
No.
The pyramids of Giza were as old to the ancient Romans as the ancient Romans are to us.
Hold on.
Yes.
The pyramids of Giza
were ancient to the ancient Romans.
So when we look at ancient Roman ruins, that's the way the Romans viewed
the
ancient
Giza pyramids.
Egyptian ruins.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
Shit happened slow back then.
They would like take vacations there, right? Like that was like a tourist spot.
Yeah, that was like
for Romans,
Mark
right?
Anthony would like fuck Cleopatra then come back with a couple of kids.
The 9/11 tragedy is now closer to the fall of the Berlin Wall than we are to the 9/11 tragedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Tear down this tower.
It is an interesting perspective looking back on significant moments in history that like you can remember.
Yeah.
You know, like 9/11, I have vivid memories of that day happening.
Right.
So it doesn't feel
That long
like
ago.
Like over a decade ago. Yeah. You know? That's weird that it happened over a decade ago. Because a decade seems like such a long span of time.
There's already
in relation to my like I've only lived 3 decades.
Yeah.
So like you know
it was if someone was born after 9/11, they're what, like 13 now? If they're born like right after
something
12
like that.
Or 13. There's 12-year-olds who like don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That's history.
Yeah, that's history to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something in a book. That they'll learn about in a couple years in high school.
And the final one
that
I just found. Brrr. We put a man on the moon before we put wheels on suitcases.
What
Good
the-
night, everybody.
What the fuck? That's actually quite amazing.
Now let's play Nerdicories.
Yeah, let's do that.
Nerdicories.
Yeah.
Who's got a category?
Okay, I have an idea, actually. I haven't
what is it?
One in a while.
Yeah.
Movies that you were very disappointed by, but you really wanted to like.
Like movies that should have been good, but you just went...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had high expectations, and they dashed them quite nicely.
Those are the worst movies.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to watch Mono's Hands of Fate, you're not going and expecting that to be really good. But these are movies you at least have to have been pumped up a little bit for. You're expecting it to be good before you watch it.
You mean, like, you're really excited to see it, like it's a big event film or something?
something that you were looking forward to watching a lot, or something that you're expecting to be good, or it was hyped up a lot before release,
like Ang Lee's Hulk.
Yeah, that's a great example. Ang Lee's Hulk. Everyone's like Hulk movie finally.
Everyone's like yes, Ang Lee,
and then everyone's like
yes, Incredible Hulk.
The best part was the frog blowing up.
Best part was crazy hair. What are you talking about?
All right. So for people that haven't played the game, we're going to come up with five things that fit this topic. You can do the same thing at home. We're going to pause a little bit so you can write them down. And then whatever ones that we match on, those get canceled out. And whatever you're left with at the end, those are your points. They're each worth 1 point. And whoever has the most points at the end is King Nerd.
Yes. Yay.
It is ideal to be uniquely nerdy in this game.
Exactly.
All right.
So we're going to pause starting now.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
And he is a lying fucking cunt. I've had to listen to this dickhead, who's my boss.
Hi, how you doing?
Rank about fucking the bullshit JJ Stoner pulls out of his fucking ass to the point where I'm fucking sick of it. Now he's involved for me. The guy can fucking run under a bus and die, and I will shed a fucking tear. He is a useless, worthless cunt.
Now that I got you on the line, you're actually listening, and we're being, like, you know, for real now. All right, I haven't listened in a while, and Saturday was the first time I did. When did you get a new chair and stop having a squeaky piece of shit sit under you?
I got a new chair. Who wants to sit in it?
It's equivalent to a radio food fight. That's what it is. It's just for no reason, you all have to still go to the same school. So you guys keep fighting, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to be at home with each other, all right?
Who's in the Chairs? Cancel 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. We are shy kids. See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song.
Now we're back!
And we're back.
Welcome back to Nerdgories here on NPS. Yes.
All right, who won last week?
I did.
Oh, you cunt. Okay.
So you get to start.
Corey's going to go first. What's the first movie on your list that you were sorely disappointed?
Tomb Raider.
The movie Tomb Raider?
Yes.
Oh.
I played the video game. It was like one of the first video games that affected me.
Yeah.
Where I was like I nervous to play it, but then like I wanted to play it all the time. Like I got really sucked into the story on PlayStation.
Yeah.
The original PlayStation.
Movie didn't have enough gorilla killing in it.
And then I saw the movie, fell asleep, was totally uninterested. It was boring.
Yeah.
And I was very disappointed.
Funny story. I fell asleep in the theater watching that movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where she takes a shower. You remember this scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. During the shower scene, I'm already fast asleep. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm moaning in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
In the theater. I'm going,
People thought you were masturbating. You're like, it's just my sleep apnea.
Yeah, I get smacked with the people I was with. They were like, shut up. They
Stop
thought I was
jerking.
Jacking off. Like, other people in the theater probably thought I was jacking off.
Wait till you get home like everybody else. Jesus.
Yeah.
You did this when we saw Top Gun 2.
Ha!
You made a Top Gun too?
No.
Electric Boogaloo.
That joke all, yeah. every time.
It's Is that always. Better than the Electric Boogaloo joke?
It's always better than the Electric Boogaloo okay. joke. I was going to cut the Electric Boogaloo joke.
Oh. Well, I've just been diagnosed with bipolar 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Now I have to leave it in. Yeah. It's terrible. I'm going to let you own the terribleness of Electric Boogaloo references. Right. Yeah.
This time it's personal.
All right.
Tomb Raider. Yeah.
Well, I didn't write that.
No.
Did you, Dean?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay. Then Corey
all right.
gets a point. My first one is Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I agree completely with you.
Yes.
I remember 3/4 of the way in that movie going, "Ah, oh, fuck.
It's not going to pull it together by the end.
Fuck. Fucking aliens. Spoiler alert." And I went, "Ah, fuck."
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I didn't write it down, but I agree with you.
I read somewhere this guy was like, "You know what would fix that for me if they were ETs?" The aliens. If the aliens were ETs.
Oh, if they,
yeah,
they
tying,
were actually
tying,
the...
Tying it back to yeah,
Phone Home.
Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I get a point. You didn't have that, Dean?
No. My first one is The Simpsons movie.
Really?
Not because I was expecting it to be good, but because The Simpsons, by that time, had already kind of really died like 10 years ago, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're coming out with a movie now. Hooray.
They should have gotten like... Season 8 movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
So season 8 is the best season.
Yeah.
We've
established
that.
It. Yeah.
So you were hyped for it though?
No, I was
that kind of goes against the list.
Well, I would have been hyped for it if I'd wanted a Simpsons movie to come out like years and years prior was built up so much. Sort of a Star Wars situation.
So it was like expectedly disappointed.
Yeah, at that point.
All right. I'll take it.
It's yeah.
A little fishy, but I'll take it.
I mean, you still went to it hoping for Simpsons goodness.
Yeah.
With a little more free reign because it was in movie
I thought
form.
Maybe they'd pull it together a little bit.
Maybe they'd say, fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe they would show Bart's
I'm
dick.
I'm going to fuck you, Marge.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they did show Bart's
they
dick.
They showed
okay.
Bart's dick.
Oh, okay, so never yeah, mind. I take Bart's that off
dick.
The list. Oh,
within
point.
The first 15 minutes of that movie, you
underage
see Bart's
Bart
dick.
Cock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Two thumbs up.
Little yellow cock.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking Flanders.
We've been over this. We made a special podcast for it. Man of Steel.
Oh yeah, I didn't put it on my list, but I
that was my gamble.
Wholeheartedly,
that was a gamble.
Man of Steel.
So I get Man of Steel.
You get Man of Steel.
Man, was that disappointment?
Yeah,
I was so hype. Like,
I didn't put it because I didn't care about Superman before it. I was thinking maybe this will be the movie that makes me care about Superman.
Right,
but it didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been more of a DC fan.
Yeah.
In general. Mainly because of the big two, Superman, Batman. I think they're more interesting characters. The backstories are are more grounded in like more of a storytelling.
I've always said
that I identify with.
I've always said that Marvel has the best heroes.
Yes.
And DC has the best villains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with you.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
My second one. I don't know the actual real title of this movie. I forget it. I get it always mixed up. So I'm just going to say Matrix 2.
Oh, fuck. I had that one.
You had Matrix 2?
Yeah. Matrix Reloaded. How could you forget a title?
It was
like
Reloaded?
That?
Okay.
Because the last one is Revolutions.
And I didn't even see that one because I hated Reloaded so
really?
Much. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that's right. We've established. I'm the only one in the room that has completed the Matrix trilogy.
Yeah. And,
oh, no. I saw the third
Oh, you
one.
Did?
Yeah, I did not care for it.
Oh.
All right. So me and Dean canceled there.
Yeah. Okay, my next one is Prometheus.
Aha!
I battled between that one and the next one that's on my list.
Okay.
I have yet to see Prometheus.
It's
I have a friend who'll debate anybody on it. He swears up and down that Prometheus is great.
It's a well-made movie, like, cinematically, but it's just the plot is just, like, all over the place and doesn't know what the fuck it's doing.
Right.
But like it's shot well and like you know it's nice to look at.
Yeah, it could have been a lot. I'm with you. It could have been a lot better than
Point to Bean.
Point to Bean.
Okay.
Well made movie, but just like I don't know, it had problems. That's a movie I'd like to remake.
Corey,
my third one. Instead of going Prometheus, because there was still enough of the. What was going on in Prometheus that I liked, like the characters and like the way it was shot.
I like the robot character a lot. He was like my favorite part of that movie.
Right? Yeah. Like there's moments in there that were, that were really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender. Yeah. You got it right first time.
Right. But I opted to go with Avatar instead. Because that shit was hyped way the fuck up for being like...
Fern Gully 2?
Well, see, that's the thing.
The Smurfs Reloaded?
It was... it was like, this is going to revolutionize cinema.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fucking for that, sure. And then as I'm sitting there, I thought, wow, this is Fern Gully.
This is going to revolutionize Dances with Wolves.
This is fucking Fern Gully with... No songs and no Robin Williams.
So disappointed.
It sucked so much.
Like right after Avatar came out, I put a little clip on Facebook and I was like, "This is my favorite scene from Avatar." And when they hit play, it was the lizard in Fern Gully singing, "If I'm gonna eat somebody, it might as well be you," voiced by Tone Loke, Funky Cole Medina. Yeah,
I remember that post.
You do remember that post?
I do remember that post.
Yeah,
I remember laughing hysterically at it.
Nice.
As well. Yeah.
All right, well, you get a point, right?
Avatar, unless you anybody else Avatar has Avatar.
No, I didn't have it. Nope.
Okay. Nope.
This one is a little nerdy for me because what I found out is that people who have only seen the movie love it, and people who read the book first and then saw the movie hate it. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I was a book reader who saw that movie and went, "No! No, you're getting it all wrong."
Did they get it all wrong?
They got a lot wrong.
Or can you see? Here's the thing.
There's like some decisions they made that are great.
Okay.
But there's enough decisions they made that were terrible that ruined it for me.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we saw that movie together.
Did we?
I think so. I remember being very entertained by the cliff notes.
It's an entertaining movie.
They packed a ton of shit into just one movie, though.
Yeah. The problem is it totally... the things it makes a big deal about aren't a big deal, and the things it chooses to sort of ignore are a big deal in the book.
Well, I think part of those are like perceptions from the reader's standpoint. Yeah. Like... things that the person who adapted the screenplay thought were like, "Oh, that's a really cool thing that that happens in the book."
They added a romance that didn't exist in the book.
Well, that's movies. Yeah. That's a studio going, "It needs a love story."
Yeah,
you know,
it needs Alan Rickman.
It also was made at a time before
Alan Rickman, by the way, is one of the good decisions of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It was made at a time before they were like drawing out book series into major events.
Well, and it's funny because there was a time where I wanted to adapt the first three Hitchhiker's Guide books into movies.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, they announced that the movie was coming out, and I was like, "Oh, well, never mind."
Yeah.
But if enough time passes, they could just do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're going to do it again.
They call it The Amazing Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's like I sort of cringe for the day, and I know that this is the thought that I have happens every generation.
Yeah.
But I sort of cringe at the day where they're like, "Let's reboot Harry Potter."
Oh God.
You know, like, and let's only do four films. So let's consolidate, or like one major trilogy. Just consolidate the whole thing into a trilogy. Like that'll make me go, "Oh, they're ruining this wonderful piece of work, you know."
Harry Potter, the miniseries.
Yeah, you know, the Hunger Games. They're going to do the Hunger Games. They're going to reboot the Hunger Games again. They're going to do it. And then they're going to change a whole bunch of stuff. And it'll be, like, loosely based on the Hunger Games.
Oh, no, now it'll be a bad movie.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to remake the movies that we think are really impactful now.
Right.
But
point for me?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, my next one. Sort of related to Prometheus, but it's Alien Resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pile of horse
shit. See, now I hated Alien 3 also.
I don't think I saw Alien 3, actually.
So you skipped right over it to Resurrection?
Well, because I got into Aliens like later on, so I kind of saw them out of
Resurrection's
order.
Pretty rough.
I said the first one's still my favorite.
You get a point for that. But, Corey, go.
Yeah. Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
Oh, this was a hunk of shit.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this in the theater. And being like, "Okay, that surprise ending doesn't make any sense."
Yeah, because their society is exactly the same as ours, except they had Gorilla Lincoln.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I remember watching the original, like, Charlton Heston, Planet of the Apes.
Get your damn hands
up. And thinking, this is corny.
Yeah.
Like, even for its era.
Right.
It's kind
well,
of corny.
We really made a monkey out of you. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
You know, like the makeup was kind of terrible.
Yeah.
Their mouths would kind of open once and say a whole sentence.
Well, then as they kept making sequels, their budget got lower.
Yeah. And it would get worse and worse.
The makeup would get worse.
But I always thought it was an interesting story idea.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's like the reveal at the end of the original Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes was like fucking. Like, he was on Earth the entire time.
Yeah, he was like, oh, my God, they worshipped a fertility god.
That's one of those movies that's, like, impossible to watch going in just raw dog because you already know, everybody already knows that. Yeah.
If you've seen Spaceballs, the end of Planet of the Apes.
Or seen any cartoon that parodies
it. That's the thing, like, Darth Vader being Luke's father is a twist. But everybody knows it because as soon as you mention Star Wars to anybody, they go, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, great. Thanks for ruining it. I was going to watch that this weekend.
Right.
So your point.
Planet of the Apes.
Terrible.
When the makeup came out, they previewed the makeup and Michael Clark Duncan as a gorilla. And
Tim Roth looked badass.
It looked so badass. Yeah. I was so excited for that to be good, and it wasn't.
It was dog shit. Yep. It just wasn't. All right. This one's a little weird. Because I was already Adam Sandler, you're kind of getting bad at this point. But it was one of those things where he's teaming up with somebody in a movie, and
he
plays his own twin.
No. Anger Management.
I have not seen Anger Management.
I saw the original trailer for Anger Management, and I was like, Adam Sandler, you've made some shit lately, but you got fucking Jack Nicholson in your movie, and you two hate each other in the movie. This is going to be great. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's one of the only movies I walked out of.
Really?
It was just dog shit. It was boring. It was not funny. I don't know how they fucked that up. I guess Adam Sandler's responsible.
How did they turn that into a television show, too?
It's entitled only.
I know.
Yeah. Stupid Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Anger Management. I have not seen Anger Management. Have you seen Anger Management, Dean?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Don't bother. It's just
it's not something that I would ever I would have ever considered going back.
I was excited. I was on a Nicholson kick at the time too. Uh-huh. I had just seen Chinatown for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Nicholson's awesome. Holy shit.
He's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
It was probably around at the same time, right?
Yeah. All that good shit.
He won an Oscar for that, right?
Something like that.
Good as it gets.
One of those awards.
Yeah. Old man,
he won
Cena
a Grammy
movie?
For a as Grammy? Good as it gets. Yeah,
he got his he got.
Yeah. Yeah. So he won a Spirit Award.
It's a weird one because now I wouldn't even care,
right?
Like just because someone good is in the movie doesn't. I can tell this movie's still gonna suck.
I'm scared to
Pacino was in Jack and Jill, so
I'm scared to see ensemble movies with too many stars in it.
Yeah,
because history has shown that that's usually not a very good movie.
It's true.
In the sort of modern era of cinema.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, The Magnificent Seven, it's got a whole bunch of, named people that all got together and made, this awesome cowboy movie.
Right.
Based off of this really awesome samurai movie.
It was based off of Seven Ninjas Kickback.
Yes.
Yes. Escaping from Witch Tower.
But it's sort of in this modern era where they throw a bunch of people in. They're only looking for those stars to bring a box office.
Yeah.
And they really don't care about the story or, what's going on.
Right.
So the new Wes Anderson movie, the
Grand
Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Scares me a little bit.
But he's
always... Because there's a fuckload of name people in that.
Yeah.
I trust in his ability to make a good movie.
Since Tenenbaums, he's always done that, though.
On this scale.
Really? Well, the early reviews are that it's really good.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm still gun shy because I know that other movies that I've watched that have stacked with stars have been disappointing.
He's one of the few filmmakers who has never failed me. I like all of his movies.
I've always found something in his movies too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tarantino.
Really?
Yeah. Tarantino's another one. I like all of his movies.
Oh, I was about to say that. Even Tarantino has disappointed you at one time.
No. Him and Tarantino are the two that have never.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get around to seeing all Wes Anderson's movies. I haven't seen all of them.
Those are definitely something you should put on your
calendar. Yeah.
Also, Edgar Wright. He has less movies, but.
Yeah, he only has four, five?
Four.
What was he happy besides the Cornetto trilogy?
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, well, I've seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's making Ant-Man, which is going to be awesome. Paul Rudd is Ant-Man.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right. Was it my turn?
You just went.
My last one.
Right, I did.
Yeah. I'm sort of breaking my own rule here because I just really hate this movie, Planes.
Oh,
Pixar?
It's not even Pixar.
It's Disney Animation.
It was Disney after they acquired Pixar, but then they just went with it.
Yeah, it was a spin-off of Cars called Planes that Disney made without Pixar.
Right.
It's horrendous.
It's got Dane Cook as the main voice.
Is the plane?
Yeah.
It's a kid's movie, and it has like a World War II like reenactment in it where a bunch of planes die.
Can I tell you something? I also hate Cars.
Oh,
really?
I like Cars.
Don't like either car movie.
I like the original Cars a lot.
That was my first Pixar. You fucked up. You done fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first.
What?
One.
What? Is it because it was racing?
It was just
a NASCAR movie.
It just bored me. It
really?
Was just
fair
enough. It was barely a racing movie. First,
I know. I was,
I wouldn't care about a racing movie. It was more of a fish out of water story, you know. But I was like, this was better when Tu Wong Fu did it. You know? Or the Three Amigos.
Yeah. It's the same concept, but we only have like five
stories.
Breaking
Two Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Planes.
By the way, I was going to make a Matrix 2 Electric Boogaloo joke, but you already, already took it.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
What?
We got to come up with new...
I don't get
sequel jokes. Like, instead of Electric Boogaloo, say, how about Lost in New York? Or The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Okay, I'll do Legend of Curly's
Gold.
Those
would be hilarious.
There we go. All
but right. Electric Boogaloo has been overused so much as a sequel joke that it's, like, lost its luster.
I thought this was a safe place.
It no longer has its
zeal. This is a safe place, and I'm helping you, Dean.
Yeah.
This is an intervention.
Yeah.
Not an intervention. We're...
It's an Electric Boogalention.
We're crafting better improv.
Yeah.
So I don't get points for Planes because I wasn't expecting that to be good. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'm not. I just wanted to mention how shitty that was.
He just wanted to make sure that got out there.
I've seen Planes a few times. I'm okay with it.
Oh, your kid.
I
likes
have a child.
Vehicles.
He has lots
he
of
likes,
toys.
He likes train faces.
Yeah. Corey, your last one.
My last one is The Happening, but really every M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I'm with
after
you.
The Sixth Sense.
I saw The Happening on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the one where he's going to come back.
That was what everybody was writing about it at the time. Like, that was the hype going into it. It was
this
like, you know what?
This is his comeback movie.
He's back.
He fucked up on the end of Signs. He fucked up on The Village. He fucked up on Lady in the Water. The Happening is where he comes back.
Yeah.
I saw it on my birthday because the trailer's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dog shit.
And Zooey Deschanel is in it.
And even she's phoning it in.
Tim Meadows? Is Tim Meadows in that movie?
I think he is.
He's the friend?
I like that that's the second name he went with.
That's what Tim Meadows is.
Mark Wahlberg's brilliant
Mark
acting.
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, you guys hear where the bees went? You guys hear about all the bees?
Hey, guys, it's the trees.
It's the trees and the bees. The hot dog guy. You want a hot dog? You should get a hot dog.
The Happening.
Why are you eyeing my lemon drink?
That was a movie where I sat there the entire time like, this is going to get better.
It didn't.
Like, the entire movie feels like it's building towards something. Building towards something. And then they show a tree, like, wave in the wind, like, I'm going to fucking get you, buddy. And
by
you're
the
like,
way,
wait, no, what? No, it's the trees? What? No.
Fun fact, The Happening and Birdemic have the exact same ending.
Really?
Yes. It's pretty much the big threat just leaves. Goodbye.
Just like,
yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Whatevs.
You've learned your lesson.
Yeah. That's a great one.
So The Happening.
Yeah.
But really, like every movie after Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Now, if I have my history correct, I saw The Happening the same day as I saw this movie.
Oh, shit.
So I watched both movies on my birthday and was disappointed by both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the timeline is correct. I could be way off. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I'm glad I didn't watch that.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't.
It's the worst. It makes X-Men 3 look like Godfather 2.
As far as Marvel characters go, Wolverine is like my dude.
Yeah.
Fucking love Wolverine.
He's great. He's a great character. But now, at this point, I have Wolverine fatigue.
Yeah, he's fucking...
It's too much Wolverine.
He's everywhere. But that wasn't even the most disappointing part of that movie. Like, the spotty CG in that movie?
That movie had bad CG after X-Men movies had good
great
CG.
Great CG! I was so... Like, how did they not, like... check the lighting on that CG. Like, didn't they have somebody go through and do a final pass?
It had just a dumb story.
Yeah, it was fairly terrible.
It made no sense.
The history story, like the backpack story, was okay. The actual main story,
the movie,
terrible.
The best part of the movie is the opening credits, because it's a montage of Wolverine and Sabretooth fighting
in different wars together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that was the movie, would have been great.
I don't know why that wasn't the movie.
No, instead it was, here's Gambit for no reason. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a handsome Cajun guy who doesn't have a Cajun accent.
You're also mad that they ruined Deadpool. Too.
They ruined Deadpool. Holy fuck. Did they ruin Deadpool?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the second Wolverine?
No, not yet. I heard it's a lot better.
I heard that it's really, really terrible with its Asian stereotype of Japan.
Well, that'll happen. Whenever Americans make a Japanese movie.
But like it's really bad. Yeah. Really bad.
There's gongs whenever Asian guys enter the room.
It's like that the Jerry
Everybody
Lewis
speaks
movie.
In haiku.
What's that one?
Yeah.
Where he basically adopts a little Japanese boy.
Yeah.
The Short Round.
What is that movie called?
I don't know.
It's a Jerry Lewis movie where he lives in Japan. He's like a magician.
Oh, Temple of Doom.
It's Short Round 2, Electric Boogaloo.
It's basically Short Round, but it's a little Japanese boy that he...
It's his remake of Charlie Chaplin's The Kid.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Move on.
It's his prequel to Bruce Willis's The Kid.
Yeah.
Stupid. All right, yeah, so that's my last one. I get a point.
Yeah, I used up mine, so...
Oh, yeah, we're good. Okay. Well, I got 4.
I got 3.
I got 5.
No, oh, Corey struck. God
back
damn.
To back.
You cunt.
That's good because
I didn't. Back to back wins.
I didn't write another cum dancer, so.
We used them all out that one episode. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm not a machine.
Good job, Corey.
All right.
Twice in a row.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Plugs.
Dean.
Okay, I'll go first since I always go first.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah, that's a thing. All right.
I don't know if I plugged this one last time, but I've done a new piece of art that is it's a Zelda fan
you
art.
Did.
Okay, I plugged that one. All right.
You could bring it up again, though.
Okay, well, I have a Zelda fan art that I did. It's the Master Sword that's sitting in the middle of the Lost Woods, and it looks really cool. It's all pixely, and there's like fog and trees and lights coming through the trees. I really like how it looks.
Yeah.
You can go to society6.com/FruitsyCollins to buy that. And any of my other prints, I also have the Bravely Default one. I did the Wind Waker one, which has been pretty successful. And then... if you follow me on Facebook, I did a new self-portrait of myself done in the style of Metal Gear Solid's codec thing.
That is what it is, right?
Yeah, that's what
it
is.
Oh,
because
when I saw it, I was like, that totally looks like Metal Gear, but yeah. I bet that's not what he's referencing.
No,
that's
referencing
is.
That, yeah.
That's awesome!
Yeah. So that's on my Facebook. I'm probably going to put it on my website eventually. That one's a self-portrait, so I probably won't do very much, selling-wise with it.
A handsome guy who's green.
Thank you. Might be my new business card. Let's see. As always, follow me on Twitter for funny jokes, at Fruitsy Collins, spelled like Bootsy Collins, as always. Let's see. You can go to deanbotino.com, Botino spelled with 2 T's. That's my online art portfolio. You can go there. I recently updated it with some of my newer work just today, actually. So that should have, my new work on it. Duh. Anyway, you can go to deviantart.com, pixeljoint.com. Those are both Fruitsy Collins, as always.
Do those also have your new work?
Those are updated pretty regularly because I don't have to code to update them. I'm going to be working more on my Doctor Who pixel art. That's going to be coming along. I'll let you guys know when that one's ready
to
go.
Quick.
Yeah.
Get it out before the new season starts.
What is that, like June
July.
Or something? July? Oh, okay.
July or August.
Okay, yeah, it should. That's more than enough
start
time,
building some steam.
Yeah.
With that 8-bit Capaldi.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, my plugs. This is Doc. You know me.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/DocWheatley. Got my Red Deads. Got my jazz punks.
I'm gonna
try the South Park game, see if that works. You can also follow me on Twitter at DockyWeets. I don't tweet a lot. And
you tweet sometimes.
I tweet sometimes. And by the time this episode airs, I will have been a guest host on the It's All About Me podcast.
Really?
Yes.
You are gonna do.
I'm doing it this weekend, so by the time this episode drops, it will have been out.
Okay.
Yeah. So go download that from It's All About Me. Me has four E's.
It will be the episode that had just gone live that is now a podcast.
Yeah.
Their most recent podcast
on their website. It's All About Me with four E's.com. I'm the guest host with my buddy Rorschach.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's all my plugs.
Your plugs?
Yeah.
This week, since it's been sort of a bit of a hotbed topic that's been coming up, I'm going to forego my personal plugs.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
I still haven't updated my website.
I cut your last reference to that because I'm like, I'm tired of hearing this.
I'm in the process of finding a template for that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about something that's a little more important. Right. Especially to us here in this room and all of the many friends we've made on social media and whatnot that are also fellow podcasters and whatnot.
Right.
Currently,
no on Prop 8.
Yeah.
Wait, did that pass?
No. Currently, there's a battle in the world of podcasting that is being led on our side by Adam Carolla. He's built himself quite the empire,
right?
Podcasting empire. And he's now come under fire from a patent troll who is suing him.
That is not a nice thing to say about Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, I mean, he's a short man, but come on.
You don't patent. Have to
call him a troll. Oh, patent.
Patent
troll. A patent troll.
I mean, really, his brother's not a more troll. Of a troll than anything.
A patent troll is a guy who gets shitty patents.
And buys up patents and then sues people for using technology based or using products based off of those patents.
Not buying patents for the reason of actually making things with those patents, but just waiting till somebody else makes something that happens to coincide with it and then suing them.
Yeah. Like the fucking little shit that is a component of a bigger thing and then using that to try to just sue people and make money. It's terrible. And essentially it threatens the way that podcasting exists as we know it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because if this guy happens to win,
right,
if he happens to take down one of the larger networks that exist for podcasting, it really means doomsday for the smaller networks and smaller shows like ours.
This guy's trying to do is he owns a very vague patent.
Yes.
That says wording like, this is a patent on a way to distribute media.
Yeah.
It's super vague. And he's like, aha, podcasts.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah. And so now he's suing big podcasters saying, either pay me a license fee or you have to stop doing your podcast.
Yeah.
And Adam Carolla is like the first one to really start fighting it.
Yeah,
and then Mark Maron. I believe Mark Maron's involved in that too.
Yeah, Mark Maron is tied into the whole thing as well. You can actually go for information on it. They have a Fund Anything account that's up.
Okay, good.
Where they're trying. It's the Save Our Podcast Legal Defense Fund.
Nice.
There's actually some really really cool
rewards
incentives.
Yeah.
For paying into this.
Yeah.
It's something that I think all of our fans should at least pitch in a dollar. I think $5 is the lowest you can do.
Yeah.
Because if he goes down, we all go down.
Yeah.
And that would really suck.
No more Shy Kid.
Because I really like doing this show regardless of our, you know, our 80 so odd fans. If all 80 of you throw in $5, it'll help.
No more Shy Kids and no more the better podcasts you also listen to.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 If you find a little snippet of Adam Carolla actually explaining, he'll probably do it a lot better than we can.
Okay.
So if you want to enter that in, go ahead and do that now.
Boom!
Hello, podcast fans. Adam Carolla here. I'm leading the fight against patent trolls who are threatening this medium. It's not about me. It's about the podcast you're listening to right now. If I go down, this show could be next. So visit fundanything.com/patent troll for more information on how you can keep podcasting alive. Thank you, and mahalo.
So yeah, if Adam just explained it a lot better than we did, go to that site, fundanything.com/patent troll, Right. And let's not let them kill podcasts.
Exactly.
Because I like doing this. I like sitting with you guys, and I like doing this every week.
Yeah. And I tolerate it.
Yeah. And as always, go to shykids.com. You can follow us on Twitter. It's we're at
shykids podcast.
Thank you. You can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/
the Shy Kids.
Yes, it is. Like that page.
Like that page. You can send us messages through that page.
You can send us pictures through that page, videos.
Yeah.
Any of that shit.
Or you could email all of that
to comments@theshykids.com.
Yes, you can. Also, subscribe to our show or tell your friends to subscribe to our show via iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you would
Downcast,
get.
Downcast,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever you've got your podcast from, do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, follow all those venues, rate, review, follow us, do everything you can. Please tell your friends, and we look forward to hearing from you. As always, remember,
this never happened.
In the future, they'll hear our podcast and be like, this didn't happen. They're right.
You want to end with that?
In front of that?